For Nicholas Tykrob, art and science go hand in hand. The Ucluelet, BC resident holds a Master's of Science in Glacier Hydrology, which equips him to understand natural ecosystems and the impact of human activity upon them. In turn, his filmmaking and photography background enable him to raise awareness and appreciation for environmental issues in mediums other than a scientific journal. Both skill sets carried Tykrob to the dual titles of Best in Show and People's Choice, along with $3,000 in prize money, at the 2024 Sea to Sky Photo Challenge, held April 10 as part of the World Ski and Snowboard Festival. "Winning both of them provides validation of my craft and my art," he says. "As an artist, you don't need that, but it really helps. I make my show based on what I think is aesthetic and enjoyable, and I hope that translates to the audience. I'm very grateful for everyone who supports the arts and has supported my image making, whether that's athletes or people in my life, because without people interested in art, we couldn't do what we do. Making art is deeply impactful for my soul." Tykrob's images have been featured in magazines of varying genres around the world, from skiing and mountain bike publications to general outdoor pieces. He's also won a Canadian Society of Cinematographers, CSC, award for Best Experimental, Unique Cinematography alongside Ethan Merrick for his work on the 2017 salmon migration film, Uninterrupted. Outside the box, open thinking and problem solving come naturally to Tykrob, and most of his pursuits reflect both. He's his own worst critic and constantly strives for a sharper image or a more astutely framed shot. It's a good thing though, pushing him to improve in multiple realms and approach each new project like a puzzle to solve. As you tell a story in one format, inevitably that will improve your storytelling in another format, Tykrob says. That is something I think stands out in the work that I do and the people I work with. Tykrob believes that science also engages the creative part of one's mind, to pose a relevant hypothesis, to test it in a sound manner and then to convey it in a way others can process and appreciate. "I seek to show nature, its beautiful places and happenings in a way that the average person does not see," he explains. "Showing how beautiful nature is, that's one way you can get folks to consider their own relationship with nature. At the end of the day, I think sharing things from a place of love and authenticity is the most effective way to connect with people." Tykrob is especially passionate about giving youth a platform to engage with their world. Social media is full of, shall we say, less than fruitful material that distracts consumers from what's happening around them, and the Vancouver Islander tries to provide an alternative with his Take a Stand Youth for Conservation outdoor education program. Folks who spend time in nature will, for the most part, grasp the deleterious effects of climate change and develop a vested interest in mitigating said effects. That's true for teenagers as well, and Tykrob feels that even those who live in cities will find ways to express themselves. The Take a Stand program gives an avenue and an outlet for youth to share and to make a piece about nature that they might love, he says. "We don't have very many opportunities to share art in current Western society, but maybe when teens do a little project, it strikes a chord." Check out Tykrob's portfolio at nicholastykrob.ca.